As Mori says in Masechta Shabbos, we're on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, about 15 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara here is discussing Mikchaleino, Mikchal Asayim. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that it's considered a malacha to put on lipstick or to put mascara around the eyes, to put dye on the face, yeah. To put light powder that's going to wear off in a few hours because the skin is giving off oil, so it's going to wear away by itself. So even though the white powder makes the face change color, so Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes, that's okay. That's aroi di aroi. He says, in order to be considered a malacha deraisa, it has to be malacha miskayemis, like binyan has to be kavua. If you build a house, that's a malacha deraisa. If you make an oil aroi, it's only temporary, so then it's a malacha midrabbanan. Let's say a person writes, so if it's ksav shel kayoma, then it's a malacha deraisa. It's ksav sheinu shel kayoma, then it's only a malacha derabbanan. What if it's aroi daroi? So Moshe Feinstein writes, aroi daroi, very aroi. So then it's not even a malacha derabbanan. Let's say a kesher shel kayoma. A person makes a kesher shel kayoma, that's a malacha derais. He makes a kesher sheinu shel kayoma sometimes, that's an isa derabbanan. What if the person just ties up his gartel, or ties on a tie, makes a knot, or a woman ties on the knots on her dress, and then they're not going to wear the dress all day long, so when they go to sleep, they take it off. So the Mishnah says that's muta, that's aroi daroi, that's muta. So Rav Moshe generalizes the klal, and he thinks aroi daroi is muta by all the malachas, not only by kosher, it's by kosher, by all the malachas. If it's very aroi, then it's had to go. So the Mishnah says that to put lipstick and to put rouge, all these kind of things are awesome. So the Gemara here has a shaila. What about on Yom Tov? What about likhal asayin, to put the paint around the face for medical purposes? Sometimes they do it to look good, and sometimes they do it because it has medicine in it.
But the Limud says that the only thing is different Yom Tov and Shabbos is only Ochel Nefesh. So is this part of Ochel Nefesh? Why would that be a shaila? Is it?
So Ochel Nefesh means either food or Hanoas Haguf. But maybe this is hanoas haguf, not really physical pleasure, not the same as bathing with warm water that the Basilo says mutter, or making a fire in order to keep the body warm. It's not really hanoas haguf, but maybe it should be mitoich, maybe it should be tzarach hayom ktsas. The woman wants to look good, so she wants to put on lipstick and rouge on Shabbos. Would it be permissible? So the Gemara has a shaila, is it permissible? So that for sure is not allowed. That's not allowed. That's not a shaila. What about for medical purposes, though? Sometimes now they discover that a lot of these things that they put on the eyes are very unhealthy. A lot of the women lose their sight, partially, permanently, temporarily. A lot of these things are so dangerous, yeah. Extremely unhealthy. But it was in the days of the Gemara, they used to put some kind of shmirach around the eye, sometimes around the eye, that they at least they thought that it was healthy. So that's a shaila. Are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov for medical purposes? For the woman to dress up with lipstick, that the Gemara never even cleared. They assumed that that's not permissible, and you wouldn't be mata that. What's the malacha, let's say, to paint on the face, to paint around the eyes? So it's a discussion in the Rambam, in the Smag, and other Rishonim and Masech Shabbos. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Which malacha is it? So some Rishonim say that it's kosev, because ksiva is not only violated if you write oisius, if you draw a picture. There's also ksiva the Rambam holds. Machlek is Rambam and Rashi. What if you draw a picture?
Yeah.
So the Rambam holds that a picture is worth more than 1,000 words. So if you draw a picture, it's also malach al kaisa.
If you do with the lipstick with your left hand, you normally you don't do with the left hand.
Do with your left hand is like writing with your left hand. So it'll be only anisa de rabbanan. It won't be anisa de raisa. Maybe if you have some tremendous shasat klak, maybe you'll be makel to put on. So Rav Soloveitchik told such a strange story that someone in his family was an older girl in her 30s, and she didn't have a shidduch, and she wasn't so good looking bichlal. And then she was going to meet a boy on Shabbos for the first time, and she looked awful. So they needed that she should put on a little lipstick. So he said that Rav Chaim permitted her to put on the lipstick with the left hand something. She should put on before Shabbos, put on the lipstick on Shabbos with the left hand. It's a double derabban on something, the makam mitzvah, the makam saragodl, some kind of a shvere het. I don't think so. He didn't tell us that it worked. He didn't tell us that it worked. Did it work? I don't think it worked.
Could the opposite effect, if the horse was a very good person,
didn't want to go. So some Rishonim say, huh?
We're
open. Either way.
It takes a longer time to wear off. So Moshe thinks if you put on powder, so that wears off faster. So that he considers aroi daroi. Lipstick wears off, so that the most it could be is only the rabbana. It's not going to be exceeded there, right? It's only aroi. So it's all going to wear away. Yeah. The some Rishonim say that it's kosei. The other Rishonim say that it's tzoveya. It's not kosei, it's tzoveya. Whether it's kosei or it's tzoveya, it's only with the rabbana. It's not a real kosei, it's not a real tzoveya, because it doesn't last so long. It's not shol kayoma. So here the Gemara Hatashayla, what about to put this tzeva in the eye on yontif for medical purposes, not to look good.
Why you shouldn't take medicine on yontif?
Okay. So you're talking not allowed to. It's a special gzera. Even if it was, let's say to take a pill, what malacha is involved in taking a pill? That's a separate gzera. Even if there's no malacha, the chachamim prohibited gzera shemi shachik samamayim. So gzera derabbanan that you may grind up a medication, and grinding up is a malacha. Yeah. Yeah. What about by Iberan Yontef? Is Tchina Mutter? Is Tchina Aser? A Shaila, some Tchina is Mutter, some Tchina is Aser. So why do you Aser? That's Tosis and Bava Kama, is that Kasha, of all places. Why do you Aser, Refua, and Yontef? On Shabbos, we prohibit taking medication. Zerishemi, Shachik, Samamonim. He may get carried away with himself, may forget, and he may do Tchina. But on Yontef, aren't you allowed to grind the Letzar Chachon Nefesh? Okay, Tchina true. Tchina is before Lisha. So the Ramban has a later that depends what you're being toichin. So yeah. The Ramban says if you're grinding grain to make flour, to make bread or cake, so that's also Minatora, the Ramban holds. That's an Issa deraisa because of Kedem Lisha. But he says if you grind spices in order to put
pepe,
it into the food,
grind, pepe,
right? So
yeah.
Then the Gemara talks about grinding on yontif, but that's hetagomer. So how can it be that this is an isa derais and this is hetagomer? The Ranias and the Ramban, it's the zelva malocha p'china. So the answer is it depends what you're grinding. If the nature of the grinding is flour, when a balabasta wants to make cake or she wants to make bread, she doesn't grind the flour then. She buys from the store, it's all ground already. But when you want to put things into the soup, you want to put in spices, you don't.
Yeah.
Years ago, they didn't have ready ground stuff. They used to grind it right away, because if you grind it in advance, it'll evaporate. The whole strength of the spice will evaporate. So whatever is a trina that's normally done, samach le'suda, that's called derech achonas ha'suda, that's called ochel nefesh. Whatever trina is normally done way in advance, like grinding the grain to make flour, that she doesn't do when she's interested. You don't plant the flour, you don't plant the grain when you're interested in baking a cake. So you don't say that harvesting. You don't harvest it when you're interested in eating. You don't go outside and start plucking off the fruits from the tree on a normal day. Forget about it. So since normally you wouldn't do that right before, on the weekdays you wouldn't do it before you're about to eat, so on Yom Tov it's not called Ochel Nefesh. That's way in advance of the Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh is what's normally done.
Samach l'suda. That's the case. Why is there a low food? I always thought that one is not allowed to, you cook lush, you can't strain it. Cook it on
yontif,
you can't strain because that straining is before
Lisha.
I understand straining with respect to the
borer.
I mean, it's borer, yeah. Why can't, according to your reasoning, whereby grinding is different here than there, one back to suda, why wouldn't one be allowed to
strain? This is the way you normally do it. What's wrong? This is the way you normally do it in preparing for the meal. I don't know. It's a good kash. I don't know, but I think. I think so. I think you're not allowed to do burra around yontif also. Yeah. We learned in Gemara, you're not allowed to do burra. It's a good kash. I think so. Yeah. The same as Shamus.
Yes, a wound. Yeah.
A wound.
You have to take care of it.
It depends. Let's first work on this kasha. We had the Mishnah. There are 24 prokim in Mishnah Shabbos.
Yeah.
A Masechta has 24 prokim. There's one whole parak all about refuah the Shabbos, that you're not allowed to take refuahs on Shabbos, even though there's no malach involved. I take the jar out from the cabinet, from the medicine chest. I take a pill and I swallow. You're not allowed to take pills on Shabbos. It's a gzeira d'rabbanon. Gzeira shemi shachik samamanim. You may forget. You may get carried away. You may do a malach. You may grind up. So the kasha is, but on yontif, sometimes you're allowed to do tchina. So why do they forbid
taking
pruah? Okay.
What about when the circumstances?
Okay, so that's what he says. Sometimes they make the gzeres on Shabbos, they carry them over to Yontif, even though the svara really doesn't apply, even though the chashash doesn't apply.
whereby the circumstances totally have changed. For example, there was a question of Sukha Samaman in those days, that's the way it was. Today, there is no Sukha Samaman.
I don't know if that's true. You know why? Because when you go...
They have it all prepared.
But a lot of times when you go to the drugstore, we have Jewish... In Washington Heights, all the drugstores are Jewish, and they do it, and they grind it up on Shabbos. If you ask him for sometimes a refuah, they'll do the grinding on Shabbos.
Grinding?
If you have it in the house.
Yeah, right.
No, but it's still gemalt to do trina on Shabbos. Sometimes
you
it's
put
not.
In some water, but you don't do it.
But sometimes they have to prepare it on Shabbos. Sometimes they themselves have to prepare when you order a medication.
You have to prepare a shmira.
Doesn't matter.
Sometimes they'll do other malachas. Sometimes they'll do lisha. Sometimes they'll do trina. So the Abdei Nezer has an interesting tshuva about this kasha. You give a simple answer. You say that just like the gzeras habalonim, just like the gzera not to bathe in warm water, hot water on Shabbos, the reason really doesn't apply to Yontov. What's the chashash? You're going to heat up the water, so you're permitted to heat up the water on Yontov in order to bathe. So what's wrong? So the answer the Gemara gives is, the answer the Ramban says, is that it's part of the gzera. They made a gzera on Shabbos, so the gzera applies on Yontov, even though the tam doesn't apply. So you can say the same thing by the refuah. That's a good answer. But the Avnei Nezer suggests it's even worse than that. So he says that he points out a Tosfos in the end of Bava Kamma in HaGoizel. The Tosfos has a pasuk by Shmita. It says the peiros that grow during Shnas HaShmita have a kedushas peiros shvis, and they have special dinim. The pasuk says V'hoyeshes Shabbos Oretz Lachem Liochlo. It's a special mitzvah to eat peiros shvis. In fact, the Ramban counts it in the Minyan on Mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs says he deletes several mitzvahs in the, around 16, 17 mitzvahs in the Rambam's Minyan. Rambam lists off what he considers are the Tayag mitzvahs, so the Ramban deletes around 17 mitzvahs, and he replaces them with a different 17 mitzvahs. So one of the Ramban's additional mitzvahs is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's the famous one, and another one he replaces is the mitzvah to eat Peir Shviz. Some Achrayim want to say that you say a bracha, you say, let's say, if you have an apple that grew during Shnas HaShmita, you say Bar Pri Huetz. Then you say Hashem Kedushanim Mitzvot Tzvano Al Achilas Peiros Shviz, like on Pesach night you say Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz. Then you say Hashem Kedushanim Mitzvot Tzvano Al Achilas Matzah. You say two brachos, like a Kohen eats Truma. So he says Bor Pri Agofen on the wine of Truma. Then he says Hashem Kedushanim Kedushos Shal Aaron Tzivano Al Achilas Truma. So Rambam writes the last page in Hilchos Truma is that you say two brachos. You say Birchas Anehenin. Then you say the Birchas Hamitzvah. So some Achrayim want to say, according to the Ramban, that the Pashtus is that you got to say two brachos. Others, they say, we don't say, now, Bisman is that, we don't say the bracha, because we're not so convinced that the halacha is like the Ramban. Maybe it's not a mitzvah, maybe it's just a heter. Maybe it's just a heter that you're permitted to eat it. As Kedusha, you can say it's like Kodesh, it's like Hegdush, maybe it means it's mutter, because the Ramam does not count it in the Minyan mitzvah. So that's Lamai said, we don't say a bracha. It could be, according to the Ramban, one would say a bracha. So the Gemara has, the Mishnayos have many drushes on that phrase. So Shabbos Oretz Lachem Liochla. So the Moshe, one din of Peiros Shviz is Liochla V'lola Hefsin. Let's say a person eats an apple, and a half an apple that he doesn't want to finish. What's he going to do with the leftover apple? Throw it in the garbage. What are you going to do? You leave it in the refrigerator for a couple of days, and then you throw it out. How long? So it's really edible. So if it's Shemitah, if it's Peiros Shviz, the din is you're not allowed to throw out the Shiraim. You have to save it. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, all the people who know the dinim, when it comes to Shnas HaShmita, so they have a special plastic bag. Yeah, and they keep on saving all the leftover shirai. You're not allowed to throw things out until it becomes, not allowed to throw it out in the garden. Until it becomes spoiled. Nifsim Achila Sodom, so then you can throw it out. Then you can incinerate it already. Otherwise, it's an Isser. Liochlo v'lola Hefse. Then there's another din, Liochlo v'lola Schari. You're not allowed to make big business with the perish. A little bit to sell 5 pounds of apples is okay, but to open up a store and to sell hundreds of pounds of apples, that you're not allowed to do. So one of the many drushes that they have, all the drushes are in that phrase, liochlo. One of the drushes is liochlo belola melugmo. You're not permitted to use perishvis to make medications from it, because it's only liochlo. You're not allowed to use it lemelugmo. So Tosis in Bava Kamma has a whole discussion of that. That's in Tanoim, state, in Sifra, and the pasuk in Bahal, liochlo belola melugmo. So the Avnei Nezer wants to say, Maybe tell me, that to grind up tchina for the purpose of refuah, asvara, that that would constitute an isa deraisa. To grind up letzarach ochel nefesh is sometimes mutter, to grind up psomim is sometimes mutter, but to grind up something, not to mix it into the soup or into the cholin, to grind up something lerefuah, asvara can die, that that would constitute an isa deraisa.
All other sort of
history,
you don't compare
to
the
other,
right?
It's totally different isa.
Yeah.
No, other different
yes.
Sort. In other words, you can't throw it out. You don't try to compare it.
Well, I don't know.
Only one aspect is like, you take that one.
One aspect, a drasha of a person. Yeah, a style of a drasha.
The same word.
Make a comparison to shmita.
No, not a comparison to shmita. A drasha on a phrase.
Yeah, but no, but shmita, that didn't apply.
Similar. No, we're not borrowing. No. We're not borrowing a din from shmita. We're showing that the Tanaim saw that when there's a phrase in the pasuk,
ochlo
has the connotation of not for refuah. So just like they darshan like that by perishvius liochlo v'lo lemalugmo, it could be that they were darshan like that over here by yochel nefesh on yomtiv. That if you do the tchina letzorech malugma for the purposes of refuah, could be that that would constitute an isa deraisa. From perishvius, you're not allowed to make medication. Whatever lends itself to achila. If the thing doesn't lend itself to achila, so then you may make a medication.
The thing is
only biyuchad for medication. No one ever eats it. So then that's not an isa liyochel lola malugma. But whatever is normally used for eating purposes, you're not allowed to divert it and to use it for a medication. So you could say like the Avnei Nezer, so you can say like you said, you don't even need an Avnei Nezer. You can say that really men atar it's mutter to do trina and yontav, if it's maybe it'll be mutter if it's tzarech refuah. But they made gzeira on Shabbos, and the gzeira on Shabbos applies to yontav as well.
I remember many years ago on the idea of this is very, he quoted somebody from the Eidah Haredah, I
held
that maybe the Tana
Zeh, this is the Aderis. The Aderis was Rav Kook's first father-in-law.
Yes,
he was the Rav. He was the Rav in Panevich, then in Mir, then he was accepted to be the Rav in Yerushalayim. Rav Shmuel Salant was an old man, and he wanted to prepare someone else to take over after he passes on. So they invited this Aderis, Rabbi Leo David Rabinovich Tomin. Yeah. So he was accepted as the Rav in Yerushalayim, then he lived for 3-4 years, and then he died, and Rabbi Shmuel Salant went strong another 15 years, till the age of 98 or something. He died at a very old age, yeah. So the Aderis had such a taina. He thought that the Aderis had the following taina. The Mishnah said that was a tushta that we made. That's what we did. The Mishnah says in Megillah that if a person shakes a lulav after alos hashachar b'diavad is yotzei, but l'chatchila he should wait to say halal and to do a bris milah and all the mitzvahs after hanetzach hama. Why? Because the pashup shat, not everybody agrees, pashup shat is because he may make a mistake. If you'll permit the people to perform the mitzvah after alos hashachar before hanetzach hama, it's still pretty dark outside. So they may make a mistake and they'll do it, and some people do. Some shul dami before alos hashachar. May make a mistake and they'll shake a lulav before alos hashachar. They told me about some shul here in the New York area in Brooklyn that they daven on Hashanah Rabbah at this 4:30 in the morning because the people had to go to work or something at 4:30 in the morning. It was way before alos hashachar. It was ridiculous. They wanted to have time for all hashanah. They daven shachar. Way before this man shachar. Huh? Oh, some ridiculous man.
You start
at 5:30,
by 5 o'clock, by 6 o'clock, you're already up to halal.
Yeah. So that Mishnah, Megillah, that says that l'chatchila you're not allowed to perform these mitzvahs before Hanetzacham, you should wait till sunrise. So the Aderis at Gehalten, that since the whole reason for this gzeira is that you may make a mistake and do it before Lo Zashacha, behind this man hazeh. That every other person, more than every other person, wears a watch, and every shul in Yerushalayim has a clock on hanging on the wall. So what Shach to say that the gzeira is, that there's a concern, so since the chashash doesn't apply, can do lechatchila. So all the gdolim, he lived in Yerushalayim. So all the gdolim didn't agree. Reb Zvi Pesach Frank didn't agree. This day Chemed was a contemporary of his. Okay, same shaila. So what was his svara? What was the svara of the Aderis? Why did he think the others argue that Sachadovish and Minyan Sach Minyanach Latira? When the Chacham makes Xer the Rabbana for a reason, even if you live in a later generation, the whole reason doesn't apply, the whole Chashash doesn't apply, but the Xer the Rabbana still applies. So why did the Aderis think that the Xer the Rabbana doesn't apply? So that's the Hezbollah that we gave. The Hezbollah that we gave was the Aderis holds when do you say Dovish and Minyan? Sach Minyanach Latira. They made Xerah the Rabbanon. But if they made Xerah Bakira's Dovim and Atayro, it's really a mitzvah's reason Magdim on the mitzvahs. He should really shake Lulav as early as possible. You wake up early, you should shake Lulav early. You should start davening early as reason Magdim on the mitzvahs. Why should you dilly dally and waste time? So the Yoylam, the din should have really been, it's preferable to have a very early minyan. But they made Xerah the Rabbanon, we're afraid you may make a mistake and start davening and shake Lulav and say Halal too early, even before Alois HaShachar. So whenever you have exerted the Rabbanon, that's in violation of a mitzvah deraisa, Bakira's Dovin HaTorah, then the halacha requires that you have to incorporate the Tam HaGzerah into the Nusach HaGzerah. You can't just make stomach. We prohibit Jews from shaking a lulav before Hanetzach HaMa. How can you prohibit? But it's a mitzvah in HaTorah to shake a lulav before. Ziz Magdim al HaMitzvah? So the answer is, we prohibit you because we're afraid you have to add on in exerah, the Tam HaGzerah. So whenever the Tamak Zer is incorporated in the Zer itself, then it's not a Dovish and a Minyan. Then if you live in a generation where the Tam doesn't apply, then the Zer doesn't apply. So that's what we argued the point. That's not what the Aderis said. He said it about davening early. About saying...
I think you quoted Dine White or something like that. I don't know.
No, I quoted Rabbi Rachman. Rabbi Rachman published an essay. No, it was Rabbi Rachman. Rabbi Rachman published an essay. He was going, he was in the yeshiva when he was still the vice president of Yeshiva University. So what happened was Rabbi Lewittis, Rabbi Mendel Lewittis published an essay, something about Hilcha Shabbos. In the middle of his essay he wrote that you're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos. So Rabbi Rachman published an essay and he says, in my shul I was matar already in medication, and he made it tushto. So just like the Aderis said that din doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh, about davening before Hanetzach Hamo, so to this din doesn't apply. Soto by medications. I was just, and the Rav Soloveitchik was extremely upset about that. He didn't like, he said, we don't accept Rabbi Rachman's suggestion. So I was just explaining why there's a mockum to argue the point, maybe it should be. Because refuah b'Shabbos, you tell a person to suffer. The person is sick. There's a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. So we don't allow the person to fulfill the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. So this Gzeir the Rabbanon. Prohibiting refuah is really Bakira's Dovim and Ataros, is really a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. So that's a shaila. Maybe here you have to have the Tam HaGzeira incorporated into the Nusach HaGzeira, so therefore if Bizman HaZeh, the Chashash doesn't apply, so maybe the whole Gzeira shouldn't apply. So there's room to consider the possibility. There's room to consider the
possibility. But how long do a special din?
Became a mitzvah.
Sure. Zvizim Agdim al Mitzvahs,
yeah.
Yeah,
for the
Hidden
Mitzvah, but
don't have
an outside Mitzvah.
Okay, Hidden Mitzvah. But the Chachamim made Xerah, they prohibit us from performing a Hidden Mitzvah. How can they prohibit us? So they have a right that they can prohibit us from doing a Mitzvah Mamish. They forbid us from shaking a Lulav on Shabbos, from blowing Shofar on Shabbos. Sure. But whenever they make Xerah, Bakira's Dovman Atah, then they have to incorporate the Tamak Xerah into the Nusach Xerah. We don't allow you to do the Hidden Mitzvah of Ziz Magdim al Mitzvahs because we're concerned there may be maybe the day Mikshul. You may do the Mitzvah before Los HaShachar, and then it'll be Brachal Avatol, you won't be Yotzi anything. So whenever the Xerah has the Tamak Xerah incorporated into the Nusach, then it's not a Dovish and a Minyan. So that was the argument presented.
Could be all the mitzvahs that they have to do by Yom doesn't start until Zvichas HaShemesh. You have Bahalo and
no, but
Zvichas HaShemesh
on
the Evet only.
But the Evet Yotzer.
But you don't want to do with the Evet.
No, but why is it only the Evet?
Why? But Mizrach HaShemesh had Nevoya. By Halo says Mizrach HaShemesh only. You should say Halo only after Mizrach HaShemesh. Maybe all the mitzvahs that you have to do by Yom, like Bris or this, only start with Mizrach HaShemesh.
That's the shayla. Is this a lachatchila de Raisa or is this a lachatchila de Rabbanon? That lachatchila, you shouldn't shake the lulav until after Hanetzach
HaMa.
So some argue, that's how the Rav argued.
Yeah.
The Bala Charedim, the one who wrote the Sefer Charedim, is from the late Rishonim. Early Achreinim, he has a Pirush on Yerushalmi and Brachas that's printed in the regular Rishonim.
Yeah.
He thinks that it's a lachatchila deraisa, that it's by Yom, and the full din Yom is only after Hanetzach HaMa. So it's a lachatchila deraisa not to do the Bris Mila before Hanetzach HaMa. And it's a lachatchila deraisa not to shake the lulav until there. So if you also chatchila deraisa, then everything we said doesn't apply. Then the whole aderis is wrong.
Yeah.
Aderis is assuming, like Rashi, like the regular Rishonim hold, that this is only lachatchila derabbanan, that you're not supposed to perform the mitzvah.
Because you may do it at night.
Because you may make a mistake and do it too early.
Yeah.
So then you have the argument that the bisman is everybody has a watch, and the whole time doesn't apply at all. Just look at a newspaper, you see when on 8th and when on
8th. Of you can do away with that. Like Tosha says in the Shabbos, that maybe you're allowed to play a piano, because we don't fix pianos now, we don't know how to do it.
That's what Rabbi Rachman quoted, that it says you're not supposed to dance, and you're not supposed to clap, singing a niggin, because it's exerish, I mean, sack and cliche, they get carried away. And then the Tosis writes that Bismanazah were makel on the dancing and on the clapping were makel. So Rabbi Rachman said, just like we're makel on that, so we're makel on this also. So Rabbi Soloveitchik got excited, so he said, Allah Rishonim on him, it's tar.
Yeah.
We're not so happy what Tosis said. Bad enough that Tosis said about the dance. Allah Rishonim on him, it's tar. So he says he doesn't accept Rabbi Rachman's answer. He's not so convinced about the Tosis either, about the dancing with the clapping. So he said, Fafal, the dancing and the clapping, Tosis said. But
on the
Rafui, he didn't
like.
Yeah.
In the
medication, the patient is not in
sakona
now, but if he abstains from taking the medication, that might lead to a sakona.
Then you're allowed
it's
to.
It's also sophic sakona.
Yeah, so
it's also sophic sakona.
A healthy person doesn't take any medication. 99% lagof, he go away agof. 99.9% of the people who take medication are sick. The sick, you deny to take a sick person. But now you say a gesinter make nishnemen. Who is a gesinter? Don't take medication anyhow.
Correct. So the Gemara is going to speak about the different levels of sicknesses.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says if there's a chashash sakon, even a vaitlefik a chashash sakon, farfetch chashash sakon. But if it's a chashash sakon that people are concerned about, nervous about. Then there's no question, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos with a Malacha Deraisa. Yontem Shabbos, everything is Mutter. If it's no Chashash Sakana at all, it's just that the fellow is a Chayla She'em Bo Sakana. Chayla She'em Bo Sakana means a person who is prevented, who has a condition which prevents him from functioning normally. Let's say he has such a splitting headache, he has to lay in bed. Everything is swimming, he sees double vision, whatever, he just can't function. He's throwing up, or something like that. He has diarrhea. He can't function normally, he can't walk around. So that's called the Chayla She'em Bo Sakana. A person has a condition, doesn't even have to be sick. Let's say a child has a temper tantrum or whatever. Child is walking in the street and doesn't want to budge. He's standing there, and the light turns red, and the kid is standing in the middle of the street. So the child has a condition, he's not sick. Child has a mishigas, a shtick, that prevents the child from functioning normally. The cars are going to run the kid over. So then the din is that one is permitted to violate Xeris. In order to get the person out of this condition. So let's say the parents are walking with the child and all of a sudden the light turns red and the kid is going to be remaining in the middle of the street. So even though it's a carmelist there and you're not allowed to carry in a carmelist, let's say there's no Erev. If you have an Erev, you have an Erev.
Carry the child.
So if it's only a carmelist, you're permitted to carry the child because carrying in a carmelist, the Gemara says, is only a Xer. It's not even a Malachim of the Rabbanim. Chaynos Esatzmo is Mutam in Atayra. In Asa Midirabbanon, right. Asa Midirabbanon, it's a Malacha Midirabbanon. But to carry in a Carmel, if it's a Malacha Midirabbanon, you're not matter it if he's only a Chol Hashem B'Sakana. You have to have Dafka Sakana Saver. We left that. There's several categories. There are several categories. There's a Chol Hashem B'Sakana, Chashash Safek Sakana, so you're allowed to do whatever is necessary. That's what the Gemara says. What's the Shaila over here to put Mikhalena? If it's this condition, that condition, the other condition, Hechidami, the Gemara says. E dikisakana kugon rira ditsa doma dimasa karachta trila sukhla, a whole bunch of chalas, chaloyim. The Gemara says, this is a chasafik sakana, it's muta, Shabbos, everything is muta, malacha derais is muta. If you have a chodesh, yesh with sakana. So that we know. And even if it's a far fetched sakana, if it's a sakana that people are nervous about, so there's no question about it, you do whatever is necessary. I remember one woman told me in the summertime, I go on vacation, she told me that she had cancer. I never knew she had cancer. And she'd be taking medication every day of her life for the past 10 years that it shouldn't recur or something. But on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, she doesn't take medication. I said to her, are you crazy? She said, no, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, she's still around to talk about it. I told her she's mechuyev to take the medication. If the doctor says you have to take every day, so you have to take it on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av also. That's not a chokhmah. Anything that's a suffix sakana, that normal people, she's a daredevil, she's not nervous. But any, if a normal person would be concerned about that, so the halacha says that you're permitted to violate an isa deraisa.
You have to. Yeah.
Then there's a, but that's only if there's a suffix that the person may lose his life. May lose his life. Everyone's going to die. It means he's going to die earlier than he would normally die. That's what it means. Suffix hakon. Everyone's going to die. He's going to die a day, a minute earlier than he would normally have died. Let's say the woman is already. This woman is already in her late 70s. So, but still, if she has cancer, she'll die earlier than otherwise. That's called suffix hakon. Doesn't mean you're going to die immediately on the spot. I mean, it'll be mekatzah yom avishnayis v'shalotim. That's called the suffix hakon. What if a person has a condition, no suffix hakon? Not going to be mekatzah yom avishnayis. They don't think, but they have a condition. They may lose use of a limb. They may lose a finger, they may lose an eye, they may lose an arm, or they may not lose it, but
it won't function.
It won't be able to function normally. So that's called Sakana Saver. So Sakana Saver is a big machlokes in Rishonim, and in Shulchan Aruch we pass them that it's not called a Sakana. Sakana Saver is not called a loss of limb, is not considered a Pikuach Nefesh. So you're not matir any surim deraisa, but you are matir all malacha, anything that's only the Rabban and you're matir. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says, based on a Ramban. Ramban was a doctor, and he has in the Sefer Torah Svarim a long arichas on this. What are the dinim? So the Ramban is always gepaskin the Shulchan Aruch like the Ramban's opinion. Shulchan Aruch quotes four opinions in Shin Chav Ches and Ilcha Shabbos. And Mechaber says halacha kedeya hashlishis. We pass like the third opinion out of the four. That's the Ramban's view. That if it's a sakana saver, then you're permitted to do anything that's only the rabbanon. Not allowed to violate it. There I say you're permitted to violate the rabbanon. What if it's not even a sakana saver? It's just that the person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. He's so dizzy, he's throwing up, he has fever, he has to lay in bed, he's slowed down, he can't eat, he can't daven, everything is, the whole day is ruined. So then the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're permitted to violate the rabbanans that are a lower level, the rabbanans that are only gzeris. If it's not even a malach, it's only gzeris, like carrying a karmelis. If you would have asked me, I would have said, carrying a karmelis is a malach, and the rabbanan carrying an ibshus rabban is a malach, and the rashi. Carrying a karmelis is a malach, and the rabbanan. So the Gemara says, not like me. The Gemara says that carrying a karmelis is not even a malach, and the rabbanan, it's only a gzeris. Let's say climbing on a tree. Climbing on a tree, you understand? That's not a malacha, even with the rabbanon. What did he do? He climbed on a tree. It's a gzeira. We don't permit you to climb on a tree. You may break off a branch. We don't permit you to take medicine because you may grind up. So you're going to say popping a pill in your mouth is a malacha of tochein. How can it be put on iodine as a malacha of tochein? How can you say it's tochein? It's not even tochein with the rabbanon. It's a gzeira. Playing a piano is a malacha makaba patish. No, it's a gzeira shema. Shema Yisak and Kleshir. It may lead to that.
Same as riding on a horse too.
Riding on a horse. You can't say riding on a horse is a malach of kotzer. It's not a malach of kotzer. It's a gzera that may lead. So that's what in Shulchan Aruch we distinguish between a malach of the Rabbanon and a gzera of the Rabbanon. The chiddush is that carrying a karmelis is only a gzera. That's what it says in the Gemara. Carrying a karmelis is not even a malach of the Rabbanon, it's only a gzera.
You made the horse work,
So that the Gemara says is not a concern. The Gemara says no. That they're just like if a person carries a person, you say Achaynes Esatzmo. If the horse carries a person, it's also Achaynes Esatzmo. If I make the horse carry a valise for me, that's Shrisas Behemto. That's an Isa Deraisa. But if I ride on the horse
to catch birds, then move you.
Yeah, but if a person rides on the horse, then the Gemara says Achaynes Esatzmo. So there's no Isa. So it's only a Gzeira Midrabbanan. So by Chayla Sheim or Sakana, Chayla Sheim or Sakana means a person has a condition who is prevented from functioning normally because of that condition that he has. So then he's permitted to take medications. If there's no malach involved at all, just Ashadah can take medication. To take medication is only a gzeira shema yishachik salamonim. It's not even a malach mirabon, it's a gzeira. So then we're matir all the gzeiras by a chayil shema sakona. So when is there a prohibition against taking medication? That's if he's a bari with a mechish bialma. He's a healthy person and he has a slight ache and a pain.
Yeah.
Stami has this light rheumatism, arthritis, whatever, so light things that don't really prevent him from functioning normally.
It just makes him feel a little better.
Yeah. Has a light headache. If you have a splitting headache that prevents you from functioning normally, that's called a cholisha embo sakana. So you're permitted to take medications that have no malocha involved, because taking medication is only a gzera. But a person has a light headache that bothers him, so that's a bari with a mechish b'yama.
Splitting headache, I would give as far to say that it's a suffix, because it may proceed from a tumor in the brain.
But let's say a person has a splitting headache. Does he go to the emergency ward on a regular Tuesday?
Doesn't run.
If it's a week, if it's already a week that he has a splitting headache, then he'll go.
Yeah.
Then he'll go see a doctor.
Right.
But just on one day, it may be a suffix sakana, but it's a suffix sakana that people are not concerned about. Suffix sakana haze that people are worried about. If it's 50-50 or worse, then even if he's a daredevil, it's called the suffix sakana. But if it's less than 50-50, it's only called the suffix sakana if normal people are concerned about it. But let's say a splitting headache, a normal person wouldn't call a doctor right away. Unless he has a splitting headache for a couple of days in a row. Then he's concerned.
What about vitamins, which is not medicine? Is that like food or is that like medicine?
The Bogat Avraham claims that there's a machlekes harishayim, and he thinks that he has a tour who thinks that not only is medicine aser if a person is sick, and this cures him, even if it's or this prevents him from getting sick, even if it's a medication lechazik is mizko to make him healthier. Food is
vitamins.
So the pashtus in the Magen Avraham is that vitamins are aser. So Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva where he thinks the vitamins are mutter. Makes a whole kula. He says either Magen Avraham says not so. So he reinterprets everything and he says that it's mutter. But others take the Magen Avraham kipshuto. That vitamins would be awesome on Shabbos because that is a refuah. You don't say a broch on vitamins, they're pills. And it's lechazik es mizkoy to make them stronger than he shouldn't be.
There are medications that one has to take for a certain period of time, say for 10 days.
Yeah, then you have to
stop for Shabbos.
Then you have to take it. They said, like this woman is the same thing.
No, this woman had a mamish esophic sakana. This woman tells me that she has a cancer condition. And the doctor told her she must take every single day, she shouldn't be mamish. So that's mamish esophic sakana. But let's say you have not a suffix sakana.
You have to take for 10 days or 2 weeks.
Right.
So if the condition that the person had made him into a chodesh ha'im or sakana that he couldn't function normally, then he's allowed to take medication on Shabbos. Then there's no shaila. The shaila is what if he was only a bari with a mechesh ba'alma, and he's not allowed to take medication on Shabbos, but then he'll never get better because you have to take it 10 days in a row. So that's a svara that there's a tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yomin Zilber. He's known as Rabbi Yomin HaTzaddik. Chazanish, he used to call him Rabbi Yomin HaTzaddik. So he wrote a sefer on Hilchas Shabbos many years ago, 40, 50 years ago. He wrote a sefer on Hilchas Shabbos. I already forgot what it's called. A thin sefer on all the malachas of Shabbos. So then people sent in letters to him, and he sent them back responses, and he published 16, 17, 19 volumes of correspondence. Those are famous. What's it called? Oz Nidburu. He wrote 19 volumes of Oz Nidburu, Yirei Hashem Mishal Yehu, about the correspondence. And the 19 volumes are not all on Hilchas Shabbos. Once he's already corresponding on Hilchas Shabbos, he has it all about Shemitah and all about Ribbis and everything under the sun. But the whole story started, the whole literature started with the original Sefer that he wrote on Hilchas Shabbos. So he has, every so often, he has an original Chiddush. He's a Meyushiv Digger person. So he wrote this original Chiddush. He thinks that the Gzeirah Rabbanon prohibiting you from taking medication on Shabbos, if he's a bari with a mechesh ba'alma, only applies.
So you say,
don't take it today. Start taking the medication so you get better a day later. But if the person, let's say, has an acne condition, he has some kind of condition, he's not a chodesh ha'im b'sakana. The acne, it doesn't look good. That's all. But you have to take medication every single day for this condition. And if you miss a day, then you just never get better. It'll take you 3 months longer. It'll take you a month longer. Not just it'll take you a day or two longer. It'll take you a week or two longer. So then he says, Hasvar no senes, that the ki hagavne the tanoim never prohibited. The only prohibited, don't take the refuah on Shabbos, you'll get better a day or two later. But to tell him you'll get better a month later, the pashtus says that they never prohibited in such a case.
All these are locals on the takona? All these halachos, you're sick, under 5 million things, all this on the takon that you have to make?
This was the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. This is like the Tanoim. That's the whole perek in Masechta Shabbos. One of the 24 prokim. Shmona Shrotzim is all about the dinim of refuah. So here the Gemara has the Shaila, what about...
Can you read these words? I can't make it out.
Yeah, let's see. Boy Mene Ravashi Mi Ameimar, the Amori asked the Shaila, Mala Mikhala Saim Yantav. He permitted to put in a medication on Yantav. It's a malacha. Likhala Saim is some kind of a malacha de Rabban. It's not a malacha de Raisa, a malacha de Rabban. Are you allowed to? So the Gemara says, Hechadika Sakonin. When is a Sakonis Nefashis Kigon? Rira Rashi says Rira means pus.
Watering,
pus. Dripping pus.
Pus.
Okay. Pus? Okay. Rira is a pus coming out. Ditsa, Rashi says what? Shanokav kamo machar. That it's pinching. He has pain like a needle is sticking in him.
Yeah.
Odomo, the blood is coming out.
Dimosa, it's
tearing all the time. Or kadachas means that it's very hot.
Yeah.
The eye is burning him. Or trilasuchlo means the beginning of all of these five sicknesses. Yeah. How many sicknesses were? Rira, ditza, dama, dimasa, kadach, the five sicknesses. If it's a trilasuchlo, if it's the beginning of any one of these five, so then it's a suffix sakana. That's what the Gemara had a tradition of the doctors say today, that they're not so convinced that it's so. Rashi quotes Mavadizor Daf Chavches, that it says, see the Rashi, Shuraina de'ena means the blood vessels behind the eye, Abu Uvanto Delibatolu is connected to the Havana of the heart. There's a direct connection between the blood vessels behind the eye and the heart. So any chayli in the eye, any infection in the eye may turn out to be a suffix sakana. A lot of doctors say that they don't exactly understand what this means. The blood vessels all over the body. Any infection anywhere in the body may affect the heart. Mm-hmm. It's not more so the eye than the other parts of the body.
Maybe the nerves. Circulation.
I don't know. Whatever it is, Bismana Gemara, Bismana Zay, Yeska doctor. If a doctor says a suffix sakana, there are things that it says in the Gemara, suffix sakana, Shulchan Aruch, it says just not a suffix. The Mechaber writes in the 1500s that Bismana Zay is just not a suffix sakana, so you're not allowed to do it. It says, Lamashal in the Mechaber.
Washing a child with hot water.
After the bris. Yeah, it says you made a bris, so you have to wash the baby with warm water, and if you don't have any warm water, you have to get a goy to heat up water. It's not goy, you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. The Mechaber says that Bismana Zay, we just don't do it. Even on a weekday, we don't wash the baby with hot water. It's Nishka Sakona today. The days of the Gemara was today, it's not.
Who determined that? Is that the medical people nowadays? They have to make the call?
Of your generation, yeah. Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahachmer. Some write, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchon, he writes, whatever it says in the Halakhic Gemara is a suffix Sakona, does Blight the Yol avoid a suffix Sakona? Even if the doctors of your generation say that it's not a suffix Sakona. But whatever the Gemara doesn't mention, if the doctors today say that it's suffix hakana, then you're choishish for that too. But that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that bein lahakol bein lahachmer, you follow the doctors of your generation. If you have some machla mentioned in the Gemara as a suffix hakana, mizmanet that the doctors say that it's not, so you listen to the doctors say it's not, it doesn't count. And if something says in the Gemara that it's not a suffix hakana, doctors swear today that it is, so you follow the doctors of your generation. Well, whatever reason.
Nature change.
Yeah, whatever the hesber is, that's the din. So the Gemara says, if the person has one of these five conditions, that's a suffix sakana. Suffix sakana doesn't have to be 50-50, even less than 50-50. As long as it's a suffix that people are concerned about. So then the Gemara says, look, I'm a boy, Lee. I have no suffix. I feel a b'shabbos, sure. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do a malacha deraisa. Mikhalena is only a malacha derabbanan. You're even permitted to violate a malacha deraisa, if need be, in order to save the person's life from the suffix sakana. Kikom aboyli, my clear is sofuchlo. When he's holding by the end of this machle, he had one of these five machle, he's holding by the end, getting better already. But he's going to put in the mikhalein, he'll be able to see better. His vision will be improved, much improved. Are you permitted to do the malacha ufatsuche eino? And to open up his eyes. He wants to put in mikhalein to be able to see better. My, are you allowed to do it? Is that called what? So what's on yontim? On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it, some malacha. But on Yontav, the Reichel Nefesh is mutter, and Tzarech HaYom Tzas is mutter, and on Noas HaGuf is mutter, so all the Zachen put everything all together, is a mutter zektanein, it's also. Why? Because it's self-kosof, he can see, he's not allowed to do it. Eisvei yes takasha, but it says in the Braise, Mechab, we don't learn the Braise last week, says in the Braise, Kibui is a malacha, you're not allowed to put out the fire. But what happens if you have logs in the furnace, and it's burning, and the whole room is going to smell from smoke, all the clothes are going to smell from smoke, gefelach? So then it says in the Braise, you're permitted to do kibui, to take a bucket of water and pour the water on the logs and do kibui mamish. So you see that in order to prevent the room, you don't want your eyes to get all full of smoke, you don't want the clothes to get all full of smoke. So that's a tzarach hayom ktsas or something, however you'll be masbert. So it says it's mutter. Isn't this the same thing? Why is he not permitted to do a malacha the rabbanon in order that he should be able to see better? It's not, over here is also, what's the smoke? It's going to hurt his eyes. Here his eyes hurt. He wants to be able to see a little better. It says, Mamish, Doima, Bedoima. And for the Gemara, Vishani Lake, it is Shonin. And they answered up that price, as we said before, Hamani Rabbi Yudahi. It could be that that brisa that permits you to do a malacha in order that the smoke shouldn't get into your eyes. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even machshir eichel nefesh are also mutter. And even though we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, number one, Taisa says halacha vein marin kein. You shouldn't paskin it in public. And number two, we only accept Rabbi Yehuda lachatzoy. Only machshir eichel nefesh when it comes to fixing a knife or a fork in order to eat with it. But machshir eichel nefesh in other areas of hishtamshus other than food mamish, Taisa says maybe that's what most of the Rishonim say like that. Then we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So here's also the same thing. We wouldn't permit the mikchalena beyond, not only b'Shabbos, we wouldn't even allow it on Yontif unless he's a chaylus sheyesh b'sakonah. But if he's a ein bo sakonah, just wants lefatzuch hayena to open his eyes up, that he should be able to have slightly better vision.
He can't read the siddur. He can't open the eyes.
No, the stomach then it would be mutter. No, the stomach then it would be mutter.
The guy would say this, maybe he would never sick with something.
No.
Eyelids stick together, whatever.
No, then he would be allowed to. Then he would be allowed to. Rashi translates. He can see, but it makes it a little better. Makes it a little better. It's a little better that you're not allowed to do.
What's the answer? Bishani lay,
and he answered up the cat. I asked him, Abaye, who is talking over here? Ravashi asked the Shaila Ameima. So Ameima said, Osir, you're not allowed to put in the Mikhalena to make it better. So I asked Ameima Akasha, but there's a Braisa, the Shani Li, and he answered up, my Kasha, Kiddushanin, as we previously gave the answer last week, Hamani Rabbi Yudhi, that Braisa Shalai Kalocha. That's one Tana, we don't follow that Tana. We gave the answer up to that Braisa, as we said 10 lines earlier. Mikhalein is only Malacha de Rabbanon. Yeah. Apparently, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Why don't we answer that it will be difficult to establish when it is Safofli and when it is in the middle, when it is the beginning? Is that what it is?
No. Apparently, it's not difficult to figure it out. You can figure out if it's in the beginning of the Machla, did he have it for a whole week already and it's on the way getting better, or is it just beginning? Yeah. If it's beginning, then it's a Safik Sakana. And if it's holding, it's on its way to improvement, then there's no more suffix sakam. Now the Gemara says, even though Amema said that you're not allowed to do it, this is boy minei Ravashi mi Amema. Amema said lechumer, you're not allowed to do mikhalena even for refuah, or if you get a nochri to do it, then. But to get a nochri to put it into your eye, that is permissible.
Right.
Why is that? The stach amira la nochri by a no. It's a chayl l'shem b'sakana. He's considered a chayl l'shem b'sakana. He's unable to function normally. Normal functioning would be he'd be able to read easier. And now with this malacha, it helps him.
The action itself is on you. It's not whatever he's doing.
Yeah. It's a malacha midirabbanan. Mikalein is either ksiva or soveya midirabbanan.
Not allowed,
it's a tolda. It's only midirabbanan. It's a malacha midirabbanan.
So going back, I mean, as I said before, you're asking a Gentile to do a
priest. Okay, a shvuz is a shvuz. Okay, put it like that.
The sofuchla or the beginning?
But the Gemara says, the sofuchla, yeah. If it's betchila sofuchla, then it's a sofik sakan, you can even do it yourself. If you don't find a nachri, when we're talking, there's no sakone, but he can't function normally. So he can't function normally. He has the status of a chodesh ein bo sakone. The chodesh ein bo sakone, we would say a refuah would be muta. To take a pill would be muta by chodesh ein bo sakone, but not to do a malacha, even a malacha de rabbanon. Malacha de rabbanon, you're only mata by a sakone saver, where there's a chashash that the yevu will not be able to function well. Permanently, but now it's going to get better. It's on its way to get better. No sakana saver.
So we. Mr. himself would not do it.
He himself would not do it, but Amir Lenochri, even on a Malacha Deraisa, would be Mutter. Ikad the Amir, another version, had it not that Kipaskin for Balabas that it's Mutter, he himself was Noik. Maybe it's Amir's Chasidus not to do it. Zaktanain. Amir Mugufi Kochalayim Menochri Bishabbat. He himself once had the problem, and he Paskin on himself that you're allowed to. There isn't even Amir's Chasidus, even a Chasidim Anshe Maisa are also permitted to do it. Why is it permissible? Amle Ravashi La Meimah. So yes, my Daitach, why do you think that it's permissible? because we have a tradition. Amir Leyakum is only a gzeira. What's the prohibition of Amir Leyakum? Yeska Nachri to turn on the lights for me. So if I turn on the lights myself, it's a malachah. So if I say Shluchas Shalom Kemoisai, Minatara there's no shlichas. Minatara you don't say shlichas, right? Minatara Amir Leyakum is muta. But with the Rabbanan that they prohibited Amir Leyakum, is it because Shluchas Shalom Kemoisai Yeshlich Ledvar Aver Lechumet? That's what the Baal HaTanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Of course, Rishonim who say like that. The Tshuvas Maimon he says like that. So is it because Yesh Lichas La'akum Mechumre Shlich Ledvar Aveira, and it's considered as if I did a Malacha with the Rabbanon? Or do you say no? It's not even a Malacha. It's a Gzeira. If you always allow, you'll permit people to ask the Nachri. So when he won't find the Nachri, he'll turn on the lights himself. So then it's only a Gzeira. So that's the Shaila. Which is it? Is Amir LaNachri a Malacha with the Rabbanon? Is Amir LaNachri a Gzeira with the Rabbanon? So the truth of the matter is that there are stiras between various gemaras. But Amir al-Nachri is considered the mochamadika form, yesh lichas lakum mochamad is considered a malacha under Rabban, but it's only a lower level, it's only a gzeira shema yavali day malacha. So the gemara says that b'mokam chayla we're mekel. We say it's only a gzeira, yeah. And all gzeiras are muta b'mokam chayla d'shem b'sakonim. That's what the gemara says. Ameima permitted the balabas, and another version was Ameima himself had the Nachri do mikhalena, because he had the status of a chodesh shem b'sakana, and Amir al-Nachri is mutter, and Rav Hamnuna said the same thing as Rabbi Ula b'rei de Rabbi Loi. Called over shem b'sakana, was a chodesh shem b'sakana, Amir al-Nachri v'yoisa, Amir al-Nachri is mutter. So Rav Ashi confronts Amim, and he says, why did you issue such a kula that you permitted to have a Nachri do the mikhalena, do the malacha for you, because you have the status of a chodesh shem b'sakana, effect akasha. That would be nice if he asked the Nachri to turn on the light. He asked the Nachri to do something else. But he asked the Nachri to do the malacha on your body. And you have to lean over like this. So you're participating in the malacha. So the two of you, you're helping the Nachri do the malacha. So you're doing the malacha. Yeah. So what do you mean? If you're participating, so it's an Isser. It's only mutter to do it if you're a chodesh shem b'sakana or a sakana saver. But if it's a chodesh shem b'sakana, what's the heter? That's what he asks. That's what Rav Ashi asks Ameima. Hani Mili, I would have said that those heterim, the kula of Rav Hamnun and the kula of Ula B'rei Dir Loi, which are identical, they both said the same thing with different language. Right. He said Kol Tzarcha Chayla Esmai Dei Nachri B'Sham. He said Kol Dabi Shem B'Sakona Omer LaNachri Yosef. It means the exact same thing. Amir LaNachri is mutter, and it's not only Amir LaNachri. All to take refu is mutter, to be to metal tol muktz is mutter, to climb on a tree is mutter. Whenever it's only a gzeira midirabbana, the Gemara says to play music. Let's say a chayla is tossing and turning, he can't sleep. He absolutely doesn't feel well. But you know that if you play soft music, he'll fall asleep. So the Gemara says in Erevin, you're allowed to play soft music, then he should fall asleep. The Jew is allowed to play soft music. Why? Because playing music is only a gzeira, and a gzeira is muta. All gzeiras are muta. So that's what. On Shabbos and on Yom. So that's where Rav Ashi asks Ameimer, my daitech, why are you mata? Because you hold like that aloche. Then Amir al-Nachri is muta, frekter Avashi, had mil hech delom sayeh badeh. That's only if the Jew doesn't help out the Nachri. Avomar, but you, he was the chayla. Amemer himself was the chayla. According to the second version of the one version was he passed him for Balabas. The other version was he himself did it. So he says, Avomar, but my dear Rabbi, kom sayeh badeh. You're helping the God, the Kametz. Upasach, you open your eye, you close your eye, keeps on opening and closing, and he's dripping in the dye, and he changes the color of the eye. He does the tzviya.
Very cross stretch.
Well, helping, let him do it.
Yeah. So that's the machlokes. Amalei, Sameimer enters Rav Ashi. I see your point. Your opinion is shared by others as well that that's forbidden because I'm participating in the malach. Iker Rav Zvid de koy kavosach. Rav Zvid is a prominent rabbi who agrees with you, but I disagree. The Shanyalei, and I answer, at the time that I did this, I think Akum Rav Zvid gave me over the head. He said I'm not allowed to. The Shanyalei, and I faremfit, I answered, Shino is an answer. And I answered him, you're wrong. Nisayeya Embo Mamish. When you open your eye, you close your eye. The Nachri is doing the malacha. The Jew is not doing. The Jew is facilitating. The Jew is helping the malacha.
It's like carrying out a log where one person can do it, and the other person is only helping.
Like carrying, right?
So you use the same idea of Messiah and Bo Mamish.
Yeah, that's. So that's the famous kasha. The Taz has a stira. It says in Yerideya, this is a famous literature on this line from the Taz, the kasha that you asked. The Taz says, how come the Rishonim didn't ask it? They left it up to us that we have to figure out. And he says that he's going to give you what the answer is, and he tells you what the rule is, and that's the psak. There's a, the Ramos says in Yerideya, the minig is that the women cut off their nails before they go to mikveh. So the shaila is this a real din? That the nails are a chatzitza? Is it only a chumrah? And so they say it's only a chumrah. Okay, it's a chumrah. Mikra din is not a chatzitza. Chatzitza is something that you want to remove, but this is part of the body. She wants a nail. So it's we're machmer to cut off the nails. Okay. So the shaila is, what if it's Leil Tfilosa is Shabbos or Yontif, and the woman forgot to cut her nails before? So she's not permitted to cut her nails on Shabbos, that's a malacha. So the shaila is, what if she'll already cut her nails on Shabbos and Yontif? Will it be a malacha deraisa? Will it be a malacha derabbanan? So we assume that that's only a malacha midirabbanan, because it's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Gozeis, the malacha is gozeis. If you shear off wool from an animal, and you're going to use the wool, so that's gozeis a malacha deraisa. But let's say you cut off the baby's first haircut, and you're going to save the locks. You're going to put it away. So that maybe that's a malacha deraisa. Malacha tzricha l'gufa. You're cutting off there, and you want to save the curl. You want to save the curly hair,
sure.
Or you cut off a woman's hair, you make a shaitel out of it. So it's gozeis, you're going to use the hair. Sometimes they buy human hair. The girl has long hair,
sure.
They cut it off, yeah? But let's say you take your haircut and they throw out the hair in the garbage. You cut off your nails and you throw it away in the garbage. So the Taisus says, not all the Rishonim agree, the Ramban and the Rivosh disagree, but Taisus says in Shabbos that that's only an Issa de Rabbana. That's called Malach Hashem Tzvicha Lagufa. Okay, but it's still an Issa de Rabbana. So what if the Jewish woman will ask her nochris to cut off her nails with a nail cutter before she goes to the mikveh? So the most of the paskim say that's called the shvuz de shvuz. You ask a nochri to do malachas right away, only the rabbanon. And if you, even if I would have done this myself, cut off the nails, would have only been an ain tzvichel gufa. So it's a double rabbanon. So you're not allowed to violate the shvuz de shvuz either. But this is considered the shvuz de shvuz b'makom mitzvah, because what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to maintain the minig. It's not really the mikra din, cutting off the nails is not required. It's a minig based on a shita sarayv. Sometimes it's midi.
If it's a minig to
sometimes
cut off to go to the mikveh, then it's richa legufa. I need to cut it off in order to be able to go to the mikveh.
No, but I throw it out in the garbage. If I'm going
to
save the nail,
yeah.
Richa legufa is going to use the thing that you cut off. Yeah. So the Rivosh and the Ramban say, no, if you take your haircut, you look better.
Yeah.
So that's richa legufa.
Right.
Taisa says, no, it doesn't matter whether you look better. Tzvicha l'guf has to mean he's going to use the thing that you cut off. Yeah, the Ramban says either you're going to use the wool by the behemoth, you're not interested, the behemoth should get a haircut, it should look better. Either you plan to use the wool, or you plan that the person should look better after having the haircut. Either one or the other is tzvicha l'gufa. And Tyson says, no, the chefter shon malacha is always the thing that's cut off. If you're going to throw the nails out in the garbage, you're going to throw the hair out. So Tyson holds that tzvicha l'gufa. So that's the official psak in Shulchan Aruch, that if the person forgot to cut the nails off before Shabbos and Yom Tov, you get a nachris, and they'll cut the nails off, it'll be a shuz b'makom mitzvah. What's exactly the mitzvah? Tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Yeah, tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, so what's the problem? Because it's a mitzvah to follow the minig. Okay, the minig is that you cut off the nails short, so that's in a tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Okay, to have tefillah b'zmana, okay. Okay. Okay, so we assume that that's called b'makom mitzvah, and this is considered shvuz d'shvuz b'makom mitzvah. So the Taz and Yerideya and Hilchas Tvilo disagrees, and he quotes that Gemara by the Peyus. He says the Gemara says in Makis that if you shave your beard with a razor, or you cut off, let's say even with the scissors, when Machan cut off with the scissors the hair, with a shaver, cut off the hair here, so you get malchus. What if you don't do it? What if I sit in a barber chair and the barber does the cutting off?
I fell asleep.
Okay, so if it's a Yiddish barber and he's cutting off, so he's going to get malchus. The Yid is going to get malchus. What about me? See, if I fell asleep, it's not my fault. But let's say I give him instructions, shave off everything. Shave off everything. And he shaves off all of my hair. So the Gemara says it depends. If you just sit there like this normally in the chair and you don't help the Nachri, you don't help the barber cut off.
Yeah.
So then you don't get malchus. But if he says, please lean, please turn your head,
yeah.
If he pushes my head as well. But if he says, clean, lead for, I'm a sayay a little bit, I make it easier for him to cut off, I'm a sayay, then the Gemara says that I get malchus. So the shaila is, but he can really cut off my pace, even if I don't, I make it easier for him. But he can really cut off the payers without me. Without me helping him. And nonetheless, the Gemara says that if I help him, then I get Malkus. So you see the Messiah.
Yes,
but Mamish. I think Gemara says that by carrying the log Messiah, let's say I'm carrying a heavy log in the street on Shabbos, and Malach of Hoytso on Shabbos, Navadalaram. I carry it like this. I can carry it without anybody else helping me. And then another, let's say I'm carrying a valise, a heavy valise. Then another guy, I'm carrying the valise from the handle of the log like this. Another guy comes and he puts his little finger on the bottom and he's helping a little bit like this. So if I let go, he will drop
down,
the whole thing. He can't balance the whole thing on his finger. And if he lets go, I can carry it without him. So the Gemara says, if it's Ze Yochel, I can do it without his assistance. If I walk away, he can't do anything the way he can hold on to the handle. He'll do it, but the way he's holding now, he's only Messiah. So the Gemara says the pu'ula of carrying the log or the valise, whatever, is related to the one who's the yochel, and the eni yochel is on him Messiah in Bamam. So the Taz is the kasha.
How come by haircut?
How come over there by the haircut you say Messiah Yesh Bamamish, and over here by the log you say Messiah Bamamish? The Taz says Teretz is. We'll get to it. That's what the Shach says. We'll get to it. Right. So the Taz says the answer is, when the malacha is done on an outside object, the malacha carrying is done on the log, on the valise. So the shaila is, does the carrying of the valise relate to me or relate to you? So if it's a zeyochol, zeyna yochol, the carrying of the valise relates to one and not to the other. Or let's say two people holding on to a pen, one is holding on in such a way, and then they're writing together. So one is holding on in such a way that he can write even without the assistance of the other. The other was holding on in such a way that if I won't hold on the bottom, couldn't have written anything. So that's also zeyochol, zeyna yochol, the pu'ula ksiva relates to the one who's the yochel. But if the pu'ula is done on my body, the Taz says, they're doing a mice on my body. So how can you say it doesn't relate to me if I'm not here? So no one's payas is getting cut off. You can't cut me out of the picture. The malacha is being done on me. Then the malacha is being done on the paper that you're writing on the paper, or you're carrying a valise. So if you cut me out of the picture, so he's carrying the valise. But over here, he's doing the avera on my body. He's cutting off my payas. So then you say it relates to me. So the Taz says you can't apply Messiah, ain't bo mamish, whenever the pula is done on the gufa adam. Aye, but in our Gemara, says they're putting in his eye. So it says the svara was ikiras v'dekoy kavasach misayeya ba'day. And then he says you're wrong, and the psak is like amema that it's muta. How can it be? But misayeya and the guf adam is an iser. So the Taz says apella. The Rishonim didn't ask it. Taz has a different kasha. There should have been a fish kasha. Astira Ravashi, and Ravashi makes a whole essay about this. So he says he thinks the teretz is the following. He says, Nik Chalena, you don't have to keep on opening your eyes and closing your eyes. The doctor comes and he says, open your eyes wide. So I sit there, I open my eyes wide. And then the doctor's preparing his medication there. And then he comes 5-10 minutes later and he puts the medication in my eye, changes the color of the eye. He does the malacha. So I already did my hachana, I did my siyua before he came. I'm not the sayyeh immediately samach to his malach. But he says, by the barber, that's the chilek that the Taz wants to say. By the barber, if I'm a sayyeh, b'shas maise, as he's about to do it, he says, please lean over, and then I lean over, and then he does it. If I lean over like this, and I'm sitting there for 10 minutes, and then he comes, and then the Taz says, v'takabim m'sayyeh, and my mamash, I wouldn't get malchus. But if I'm a sayyeh, take it before, then he says, that's the Right. So the Pashto says Rashi is not like the Taz.
Right.
Rashi is against the Taz. So the Shaila, so how does Rashi fare for this Tira? So the Shach has a long comment in the Nekudas HaKesef and Hilchas Tvilo in Yerideh Second Chelek, where he quotes your Ravid. The Ravid writes on the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The Rambam quotes the Dinim of Peis in Hilchas Avodah Zarah based on what he wrote in the Moreh Nevuchim. That you're not allowed to shave our pears because that was the meaning of the galochim. That's why we call them galochim. They used to be fully shaven. By us, the rabbis used to have long beards and pears, and by them, they used to shave off.
They still do it. In today's times, they have a certain monks.
That has a name.
They shave off completely. They shorten the picture. They shave off completely.
So the Rambam has a dinim of hakafas harayish and hilchas avodah zarah because he says a minig of the avodah zarah. So the Rambam writes the Gemara. So the Rambam writes. If the barber is a yid and he shaves off my payas, the barber gets malchus. And what about the customer who's sitting in the chair? So the Rambam writes, if he's misayaya, he gets malchus. If it's not misayaya, it doesn't get malchus. He just quoted the Gemara. The Rambam just quoted the Gemara from Malchus. So there's a hasogas arayvit. Omar Avraham, Usually the Ravid gets angry, disagrees. Omer Avraham, the customer is always in violation of an Aveira. He comes in, he's over an Aveira. He comes in and he says, give me a regular haircut. A regular haircut means shave off all the pests. Just a question of lav shame or maisa ain loikim olof. So if he's misayaya, then he gets malchus. If he's not misayaya, he doesn't get malchus. That's the hasagas haravid. So there's a question there. The Ravid is disagreeing with the Rambam. What's it? The Rambam is wrong. The Rambam is innocent. He didn't do it. He just quoted the Gemara. So the Rambam is just writing a comment on the Gemara, or the Ravid is just commenting on the Gemara, or the Ravid is disagreeing with the Rambam. So the Kes Mishneh puts up his dukes. He says the Ravid attacks the Rambam. So he has to defend the Rambam. So he says no, the Rambam is right. The Rambam holds that the customer sits there in the chair and he doesn't do anything. It's mutter. There's no issa. I come and I tell a barber, shave off all the payas, and I sit there like this. A hetagomer. I only violate an avera if I'm a sayyeh. And the Ravid is in disagreement with the Rambam. Le'olam, he could have said, once in a while there is a Ravid where he's not in disagreement. Yeah. Once in a while the Ravid just writes a comment, and the Rambam is not in chuvah. Right. So he could have said that there's no disagreement. But that's how the Kesa Mishnah takes it. So the Nekudas, HaKesa, the Shach and Yeredeya, Hilchas Tvila, quotes this Ravid. He quotes the Zetaisis in first Perek and Bab Mitzvah. Also like that the Nikif, the one who lets them, the customer who goes to the barbershop, is always over an Aveira. It's just a question of Lav Sheyesh Ba'Maisa versus Lav Shein Ba'Maisa. So that's what the Nekudas HaKesef says. Misayaya is always Ein Ba'Mamish. Even if the pool is done al Gufa Adam, it's Vaita Misayaya Ein Ba'Mamish. But the Nikif, the one who has his pears cut off, is always over an Aveira. He goes into the barbershop knowing in advance they're going to cut off. So you're over an Aveira. But it's an Aveira, it's a Lav Sheyesh Ba'Maisa. If you Misayaya, it makes it into a Lav Sheyesh Ba'Maisa. But if you're discussing Misayaya causing the Pula to relate to you, that's always Misayaya and Ba'Mamish. Whenever it's Zayachov, Zayna Yachov, your slight Seyua, even opening and closing Mishas Maisa, it's a Zayachov, Zayna Yachov. You're not doing the Malacha, the Nachri is doing the Malacha. So you never say Misayaya, Yesh Ba'Mamish to relate the Pula to me. We're talking here, my pace are getting cut off. I'm already over and over. You don't have to relate anything to me. By virtue of the fact I'm allowing my pace to be cut off, does a shein and aver. The question is, do you get malchus? So you don't get malchus on a lav shein bo maisis. If I do a slight misayaya, the avera that I'm clearly in violation of, allowing my pace to get cut off, becomes a lav shein bo maisis. That's what the Nekudas HaKesef says. But it's only on the assumption, like the Ravid, that's what he quotes, the Ravid and the Taisis in the first paragraph of Bab Mitzvah, that the one is sitting in the chair, the customer is always over the Aveira. The Shaila is whether the Rambam disagrees or not. So because if Mishnah claims that the Rambam disagrees, if the Rambam disagrees, then he has to hold something like the Taz, the Misayaya Yesh Ba'Mamish, when he's doing the pool on my body. So that's the Shaila. Do we have any indication that the Kesef Mishnah is right? That the Rambam Taka disagrees, that the Rambam holds that it's permissible, that there's no Avera. Why is no Avera violated? You're allowed to go into the barber chair and allow them to cut off your pace. There's no Avera. The Rambam holds the Zichar and Avera, just that it's a Lav Sheyesh Ba'Maisa, and Loikim Molaba. And you say, yeah, that makes him into a Lav Sheyesh Ba'Maisa. And the Kes Mishnah understood, Rabbi Yosef Kara understood in the Rambam, that it's Heter Gomer to allow them to shave off your pace. If you're Misayaya, then you're considered as if you cut off your own pay. The cutting off, the Makif is over in Avera, the Nikif is never over in Avera. That's how the Kes Mishnah understood. So Rav Elbala Soloveitchik said, surprise, he thinks that the Kes Mishnah is right. Why? So he made a Lishitasai, a Rambam and a Ravid in this Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam lists off all the Taryag Mitzvahs, the Ramach Mitzvahs Esi, and the Shasa Mitzvahs Lo Esi. So he says there's an Avera, Lo Esi, not to cut off your payas. You'll be over, and he counts it as one love. So there are Hasogas HaRaivit on the Minyan HaMitzvahs also, about 10. There are 613 Mitzvahs, but there are only 10 Hasogas HaRaivit. And they're all, you look in the beginning of the Yara Hazak, he has the Kitzer. There's the short 2-3 pages, has the whole Taryag Mitzvah Satera. So you have interspersed every 35 Mitzvahs, you have a Hasogas HaRaivit. So the Ravid writes over here, it's a cryptic Hasoga, Amar Avram, Lav La Makif, Lav La Nikaf, Lav La Mashchis, Velo La Nishchas. They're not sure what the Ravid means. So others correct it, and they say, the way it says doesn't make any sense, and they say it should say, The Rambam counts as two lavim. You're not allowed to shave off your beard. Let's say the way we say, you're not allowed to shave with a razor on the bottom. Not allowed to shave even with a shaver on the top. So the Rambam counts one as lo sashchis paas zikonecha. Not allowed to shave the bottom. And lo sakifu paas roshchem. Lo sakifu goes on the top, and lo sashchis paas zikonecha goes on the bottom. So the Rambam counts one lo sesa on this. That's hakofes harosh, and one lo sesa on lo sashchis. The Ravid is masig. And the Rambam should have counted as four lo sesa. Lav la makir, lav la nikaf, lav la mashchis, lav la nishchis. Should have counted two different averis, one on the barber and one on the customer. So why did the Rambam think that it's only one? So Rav Elbele says that the Kesef Mishnah is right. The Rambam's opinion is only the barber is over. The one who shaves off the payas and the one who shaves off the beard, he's over. But if you are Misayaya, then you became the barber. Misayaya, Yesh Bamamish, it's considered like you did it. Not like the Ravid holds. That's the Ravid that she tosses it. The Ravid says if you sit there in the barber chair, sit in the chair, the customer's over always. There's one love on the barber, there's one love on the customer. The customer's always over in Avera. The pilpul the Gemara had was, is it a love Sheyma Maisa, a love Sheyma Maisa? So if you're Misayaya, you convert it into a love Sheyma Maisa. The Rambam held not so. Rav Elbele said there's only a love on the barber. The customer is never over anything. Unless the customer is Misayaya, then I say Misayaya, Yesh Bamamish. I lean over, it's considered as if he did it himself. So the way Rav Elbele learns the, like the Kesef Mishnah, Mamish, that's what the Taz learned. That's exactly what the Taz said.
Why did the Messiah Ayin Bamamish Bahiyah?
So you got to say, maybe the Taz is Teretz. That here he did the whole Siyuah in advance, he doesn't keep on doing. That's not like Rashi. Rashi holds like this.
If a doctor goes to your eye to put in, it's Bishas Masa when he does it. That's when you open and you close. You swing. I don't sit there with my eye. I open the eye when he comes in, I close it. It's not a factual thing.
I don't know.
You make a statement which is
very shveret teretz.
Yeah,
very shveret teretz.
Right.
A lot of shveret tazim.
Yeah.
The shach never says boich svaris. The shach always quotes. Right. It says in Taisus. It says in the Rekech. It says that shach always gives marmakanis. And the Taz always fracked up some balabat to Shikash, he gives a balabat to Shitaris. It's always about the dingzach in the Taz. The Taz doesn't compare to the Shah.
Pashat the Gemara, lo sakifu, echad amakav, echad anikav.
It's sakifu, loshen rabbi. So they're both
over.
Right, so the Ravid says like that. Each one is over independently.
Why is los hashris also?
The way I see it, and if I may suggest so, the doctor comes close to the eye, sorry, you close it.
And tells you to open it.
He's not a Messiah.
Why? He's a Messiah. He's opening the Shas Masa just when he puts it in.
But that's called Messiah. Yeah.
What's
the
Messiah? Just let him open the eye.
No, you open
the
eye to enable the doctor.
The way we said it now is that he keeps opening and closing in order to make the medication come in. It penetrates into the eye. And say, he opens it, he closes it because he's frightened.
If a doctor puts in a medicine, you close it,
it's
right away, you open
it
right away.
So he opens it, and that's all.
It's involuntary.
He's only opening the eye in order for the call to come in. If it's a Messiah.
You open it because you open it because it tells you.
Less than Messiah. And when I lean over and the barber cuts my hair off,
yes, it's
more.
I will say so, but
the hair is a part.
I don't know. I don't think so.
This is an outside the medicine, an outside object.
But the malacha of the medicine, is done on the body.
Yeah.
The malacha of the medicine is that it affects the body. So that's my body. I'm participating.
Get your body to do that.
See, this is a machlekes at Aruch Chaim and Hilchos Shabbos also. There's a Ramah in Shin Chav Ches, beginning of Shin Chav Ches, that if a person has an extremely awful toothache, that's killing him. He's a chodesh em sakani. He has such a headache. It's terrible. So you're permitted to ask an achri to do a malacha for you. It says you're permitted to ask an achri to pull out the tooth, even though there's some malacha discussion. What's the malacha? Pull out your tooth. What's the malacha?
No, chayvel. No, always chayvel.
Chayvel is because it's bleeding.
Yeah.
So that's ain't svichel gufa. You're not going to use. So it should be a double derabban. Shvuz the shvuz.
It
should be mutam itam shvuz the shvuz. I don't know. For some reason or another, we assume that pulling a tooth is a serious malacha deraisa.
Back of a package, literally.
Okay. So the Rambam writes, Rambam quotes this Gemara that by Chayla Shem B'Sakana Amir and Anachri is Mutter. So he says that the person has an extremely painful toothache, he's permitted to ask Anachri to pull out the tooth. So the Taz chep is the Ramah, like that's where the long Taz is. There in Yerida it's a short Taz. There in Hilchot Shabbos a long Taz. So the Taz has the whole Maroch over there. So he says, what do you mean? The dentist can't pull out the tooth if I'm going to keep my mouth closed. I have to open my mouth while he have to keep on So he says mamish misayeh b'shas maisa. So he holds that it's forbidden. Misayeh yesh ba mamish when the malach is done on my body. That's what he tines.
So according to if one thing is an inadvertent action according to Rashi, it happens. How about removing your glasses so that the Gentile can put the bomb onto the eye? Would that be done by the Jew?
Would
that be
Sayyid? Well, Gemara said this also. You want to say that this is what? A reflex action?
Yeah, we said that it's not much of an issue because it's
not
happening. How about removing your glasses? Should the Gentile do that also?
No.
Would you
like to take off your glasses? No, but Zichem Messiah Emomah. That's more of a Messiah. That's the Taz also says in Messiah Emomah. That's a pula that's done in advance. That's not done somuch to the Malach. I don't think. That's a separate pasuk. Let's esteem it all of Nesha. Whoever is involved in the transaction is already in violation. That's not
Messiah.
It's not,
that's
not because there's an Isser on the Malva, and whoever types the document is considered as if he's the Malva. No, there's a separate pasuk that prohibits anyone from participating in any form whatsoever in the act of the Halvor Beribus. There's a separate pasuk. You don't have a separate pasuk. Counts as one mitzvah. That's what I would have said. But Rav Avila makes a holy shitasi over here. Then he goes weiter. Then he has that it's a machlekes and taisis and masecha Shabbos also. He has one day in taisis that misayei ein bo mamish doesn't apply whenever it's done on the gufo adam. He makes this a machlekes. This, about this Rambam Lishitasa, in the Rav Lishitasa, this is in the Shurim HaNazir. The Gemara has a Sugya Nazir, the Daf Yomi is going to learn it soon in the Mems, about shaving off the beard and shaving off the payas. And then Rav Elbel in the beginning of Bechiris, in the early Daf and Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet and Bechiris, has a comment that this issue about Misayer, the Taz with the Shach, and the Rambam and the Rav, is really 2 days in the Taisvis in Bechiris, Taisvis in Shabbos. The Gemara says that if you carry a person, so you say that Achai Nesei Satzma. So why is that so? Why is there no prohibition of Hoitzoh if you carry a person? So Taisus has two pshat. So one pshat, the pshat that we accept is because you learn out all the malachas from the Mishkan in the Midbar when they were constructing whatever was in the Mishkan is an Av malacha, whatever wasn't in the Mishkan, but it's similar as a Toldah. So in the Mishkan they carried objects, they didn't carry human beings, the human beings walked on their own and they rode on horseback. But they didn't carry each other. So since people didn't carry people, so that's not, there wasn't the Mishkan, right? So it's not included in the Malacha itself. That's what Taisus says. And it's not like those opinions that Taisus quotes and rejects who say, because it's Shnaim Shasu. Hatamai says Shnaim Shasu. Because if you, the Gemara says if you carry a dead person, he's heavier, the same person is heavier when he's dead than if he's alive. The Gemara says that they made believe Rabbi Yechman Zaka was dead,
right,
in order he should go to Vespasian, to Aspasianus, and he should surrender, and he should make a deal with him, a peace treaty with him. So the Gemara says that they were afraid, how can they make believe that he's dead? They're going to carry him, they're going to see that he's alive, because the body didn't weigh so much. So they said, only Talmidim are allowed to carry. If they'd let a stranger carry, they would see right away that he wasn't dead, that he was alive.
Weight.
So Talmidim, the weight, yeah. So Taisus quotes that Gemara, that a live person, the same person, alive and dead, the weight is different. When he's dead, it's dead weight, so it's heavier. So Taisus quotes, there were those who said, Achai nesei asatzmai, so chnaim shasuhu. Chnaim shasuhu. He's carrying himself and I'm carrying him. We're both carrying him. What do you mean he's carrying himself? Because he makes himself lighter by virtue of the fact that he's alive. If he would have been dead and he wouldn't be helping to carry himself, it would have been heavier.
Yeah.
So that's what Taisus says. There are those who say that Achai Nesei Asatzma is Mutam and Atar because of Shnaim Shasu. And they hold that Shnaim Shasu is Mutam and Atar. That's also a Chiddush. Shnaim Shasu is Mutar, Ashnaim Shasur just means a ptur. Just be the yebed that you're not chayv chatas.
It's not Ashnaim Shasur because the one who's being carried can't carry himself.
Oh, so Tosis doesn't like that pshat. So Tosis Tainis, what kind of Ashnaim Shasur? If he would be dead, I'd be able to carry him anyway. And if he would be alive and I wouldn't carry him, he can't float in the air. So Zay Yochav Zayne Yochav. So Tosis rejected the Talit Tzonis. So what did those Rishonim think? Bosam Zegalan, that Ashnaim Shasur. So Rav Elvela Soloveitchik talks about this in the Shurim Am Chorus, in the beginning of Chorus. So he says that they apparently hold that when do you say Zei Yochav Zeina Yochav, you say Misayei Ein Mamamsh, if we're carrying a valise, we're carrying a log. So does the act of carrying that log relate to me or relate to you? So if it's Zei Yochav Zeina Yochav, you did it, I didn't do it. But if you're carrying me, what are you going to say? I'm out of the picture. How can I be out of the picture? You're carrying me. I'm the whole picture is me. So you can't cut me out of the picture. So he says that apparently the first day in Tais is held like this Taz, that whenever the Messiah, whenever the Cheftz of the Malacha is the Guf Adam, then you can't ignore him by declaring Messiah Ein Bamamish. You have to include him in the picture. And Tais rejected it. They hold that the whole Svarah, the Abaych Svarah, doesn't hold like that. So that's where Rav Elvela gave respectability to this opinion of the Taz. He says the Kesem Mishnah is right, that the Rambam is Chaylik on the Raibe, that he holds that it's Misayaya by the Payas that relates the Maisa to me, not the way we normally learn, that it just makes it into a Lav Sheyeshba Mais. And he says that the first day in Tais is held like the Taz, that you say Misayaya Yeshba Mamish, whenever the Maisa is done on the Guf Adam. So the Chiddush, usually everybody says that Taz is a joke, and Rav Elvela made it that the Rambam in one day in Tais is held like that, and made it into a significant sheet in Rishon. Anyway, that's not the accepted opinion. We all like the Shach. Yeah. Then the Gemara has it in, even though, let's say, on Chalamoid, is one permitted to apply medication? Are you allowed to take a pill? Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take pills. What about on Chalamoid?
So Shulchan Aruch, it says... Tzua doesn't apply to Chalamoid. There's no such thing as Tzua, Chalamoid, right?
Tzua is a problem. The Paschim don't know exactly why we allow Tzua. If in the Gemara, would appear that you're not allowed to do Tzua. The Gemara Pesachim says, if I made a purchase before Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to pick up, let's say I bought dishes, and I know it's a Pesach Digger dishes. I want to pick it up on Chalamoid Sukkot. It says you're not allowed to carry it on.
Not to make it appear that you bought it today. Isn't that the term?
You're not allowed to do any business, any merchants, any purchases on Chalamoid.
You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. So that's a shaila. What do you carry over? Anything that's us around Yontif is us on Chalamoid, but you have a whole bunch of heterim.
Yeah.
So everything carries over. Let's say you're not allowed to play piano on Chalamoid. Not allowed to ride a horse on Chalamoid. So what's the din? So playing a piano Chalamoid is a big machlokes. The Taz and others, and we, the Shari Tshuva says, well, we're mekel. Shari Tshuva next to the Behetim says that we're mekel on that. You're allowed to play piano. What about riding a horse? There's a Tosis in the cut and says you're not allowed to ride a horse on Chalamoid. Just like Shabbos Yontif, you're not allowed to ride a horse. And the Bais Yosef says on his own, Amai Achrayis, we don't pass him like Tosis. Just like that. He says, Amai Achrayis, we don't pass him. And Shulchan Aruch says, we don't pass him like this. You're permitted to ride a horse on Chalamoid. So how do they figure out what's muta, what's osa? So the pashtus would appear the same cloud, whatever is only a gzeret, they didn't carry over to Chalamoid. Whatever is it, basically that's the cloud. Whatever is a malocha, minatara, midirabbanan, is carried over to Chalamoid, unless you have a heta. So a chamoid, a tzoche rabbim, or a dover hove, all the five heter, maisuman, maisahedyot. Yeah. Right. So you have four or five heterim. You have five heterim on Chalamoid. Right. But you only need the heterim if it's a malacha deraisa and malacha derabbanan. But it's not even a pchina of a malacha. Climb up on a tree. You don't need any of the heterim. Doesn't have to be a dove of it. Climb on a tree. It's not breaking off a branch.
He won't be a toilish
He doesn't plan to be toilish. Just wants to lean. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to lean on a tree.
Hang a jacket.
Chalamoid, you're not allowed to hang a jacket on a tree. You're not allowed to lean on a tree. Nah, zichamutah. The answer is they only carried over from Shabbos and Yom Tov to Chalamoid malachas deraisa and malachas derabbanan. Gzeiros they never carried over to Chalamoid. Carrying al pi pashtus is also a Chalamoid unless it's a karmelist. That's probably because the pashtus don't know how to deal with the carrying on Chalamoid. Minigolim is that everybody carries everything on Chalamoid. Just says that on Shana Rabbe before you daven in the morning, you shouldn't take your wallet. Shana Rabbe, you should act like Yom Tov. The Magen Avraham says that he used to collect on Hashanah Rabbah, they used to collect from the Balabatim for the Esrik HaKohol. The Kehila bought one Esrik and Hashanah Rabbah used to collect. So he says it's not right to carry the wallet to shul before you daven, because we're going to say the psukah de zimra, the Shabbos dik psukah de zimra, and the yom and the ram dik and the gudim is going to wear a kippel. It's like Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you shouldn't carry your wallet.
So you should take all the money. They come around to collect money on the Shana Rav, especially.
You shouldn't buy the night before. But usually a challah night we allow carrying. So why is that? The hatela. Why don't you carry all? So the pashtus is that we assume that by Einat Slaina we should surround their eyes. We assume that by us everything is a carmelis, and carrying a carmelis is not even a malocha midirabbanon. It's only a gzera midirabbanon alpi pashtus. So that's why.
That's not money.
Huh? Driving a car is a problem. Unless the guy's driving a car to go on a picnic.
Yeah.
He wants to go on an outing.
That's
Oinik. Yeah, that's Tzorach HaMoed. Go to shul. Whatever is Tzorach HaMoed. Someone wants to have driving lessons just for the fun of it or something, not really the Tzorach. So you're not allowed to drive a car. It's a real malacha. So on HaMoed, what's with taking medicine? Taking pills on chalamoy.
Yeah.
So medicine where there's no malacha, medicine is only a gzera.
Yeah.
So on Shabbos you don't have to have gzera, but on chalamoy you don't have any gzera. So to take medicine on chalamoy would be mutter. What about to take medicine on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius? Would you be matter there?
But even Shrika Samona would be matter because it's Tzorach Nefesh.
No, it's not Tzorach Nefesh. You don't call
Yom Tov. That's what we discussed before. You should be mutter to do refuah on Yom Tov because Shrika Samona is
mutter.
No. So we said, but on Yom Tov you're not allowed to do refuah. On Yom Tov Rishon you're not allowed to do refuah. The Shaila is why? The whole refuah is only Shem Yishachik Samamonim, but isn't that mutter Tzorach Yom Tov?
So we had like five.
No. So we had the two suggestions.
The
spices.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All the vitamins are like spices.
They're like spices. Well, what do you mean they're like spices? What does that mean?
You don't put them into food.
Make you feel better or make you feel worse.
Yeah, but it's not a Michael. But it's you don't say a bracha on the medicine. It's not a food. It's a medicine.
Yeah.
It's a medicine. It's a gzeri. Not allowed to take onion. That's a shaila. Why don't you say it's mutter to do the shchik zaman? So we had one suggestion was the Abnei Nezer said, just like on Shmita, it says, if you'll grind it for refuah, it'll be an Issa Deraisin. The other suggestion was, you don't even have to give such heavy artillery. You just say they made Gzeira on Yom Tov to Shabbos.
So would it apply to Chalamoid?
No. Chalamoid, the Gzeiras are out on Chalamoid. But what about Yom Tov Sheni? Yom Tov Sheni should be an Iser of... Yom Tov Rishon? You're not allowed to climb on a tree on Yom Tov Sheni, so it should be an Iser. So the Gemara says in the next line, no. Then on Yom Tov Sheni, all refuah samuta. All the whole Gzeiras refuah doesn't apply. Not only Gzeiris refuah doesn't apply, even to do a malacha derabbanon. A mikhalein is a malacha derabbanon. It's not just a Gzeira refuah. Mikhalein is a malacha of kaisim derabbanon. Even mikhalein is mut on Yom Tov Sheni. But only on Yom Tov Sheni, a Pesach Shavuos Sukkah is not Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. This Amora says, Amem Shor the Mikhalenim Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. He said it's even mutter on the second day Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
And then the Gemara says we don't paskin like that. We paskin it's a Yom Ha'richto. So the second day Rosh Hashanah refuah would be aser, but like the first day. But every other Yom Tov Sheni, Pesach Shavuos Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, Yom Tov Sheni not only is refuah mutter, which is only a gzeira midirabbanan. Not only is refuah mutter, all other gzeiras are aser, but this gzeira refuah there were mutter. It's an exception. But even Mikhalena, which is worse than that, is a Malachim Rabbanon. Somehow they were matter it on Yom Tov Shem. It's a strange Gemara. Yeah, that's in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So all medicines are mutter on Yom Tov Shem and Shal Gomit, but not...
Which Tosh is in
Gomit? No, the Gemara.
The Gemara
says yeah. But not on Yom Tov Shem and Shal Rosh Hashanah.
Maim is Shul.
Yeah. They treat it as a... The Gemara Yuma has a pasuk from the Kriya Shema. It says v'dibarta bom. So the Gemara has a comment v'dibarta bom v'loy b'tfilo. It's very unclear. What does it mean? On daf yutes on the base. V'dibarta bom in Kriya Shema v'loy b'tfilo. So Rashi quotes from the Shiltas with the Barta Bam, when you say Kriyashma, you have to be Mashmi Aliyaznach Olachatchila. b'di'evit is a machlekes hatanaim. Rabbi Yosef, we pass him b'di'evit yoytze, even if you don't say so loud. Hatchila should be mashmir yozno. V'loy b'tfila, there isn't even a hatchila to be mashmir yozno. Tfila should be belachash, not only belachash that the neighbor shouldn't hear. But lachash lachatchila, you don't even have to hear it yourself. It's better that you shouldn't even hear it. Yeah. Raksosel knows because Eloi Shama, she wasn't even mashmir liozneh. That's what Rashi understood in the Shiltas. The Netziv has a different type. She says the Shiltas never said it. He said Rashi misunderstood. He gives his own pshat. But anyway, Taisa doesn't agree with Rashi. Taisa says a different pshat. They quote the Yerushalmi. He says beferish. What they
covered.
The Barta Ba means menegred mitn from Krishma. But the Barta Ba, you're permitted to talk in middle of Krishma. But you're not allowed to talk in middle of Dak.
I only quote from.
The minigaylam, yeah. What do you mean with the bartabom? So Taisa says that's the marker for the din in the Mishnah in Brachas.
Yeah.
That if in the middle of Krishna someone walks into shul, you're allowed to say good Shabbos, good Yontov, whatever, good morning, how are you? If they greet you, or if you greet them. So sometimes, Mifnei HaKavod, Mifnei HaYira, a whole series of complicated things. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says that the man is that we don't do it because everybody knows that you don't talk in the middle of Krishna, then they're not going to get offended. But if the person will get offended, so you have rules and regulations that you're permitted to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyishma. However, v'loy betvila, not in the middle of Shemana Esri, you're not allowed to. What's the idea of a dibarta bum? It's a heta, a dinder aisa. You're permitted to be mafsik. La mesara kas v'al l'chacham, so the chacham had to determine
when,
bein ha'prok and bein tzaperk, to what extent, and t'na kovet, t'na yira, shoyal, meshiv, all the details, that's already la mesara kas v'al l'chacham. But the principle, the basic principle is that kavod avrius is an important concept. And if the person will feel offended, he won't understand why you're not greeting him. You have to give him shalom aleichem. You gave him shalom aleichem. And he gave you shalom aleichem. You don't answer. So if people will feel offended, it's an inyan of kavod avrius. So kavod avrius is so chomer, sometimes even when it comes in conflict with kavod amokim, it's okta krishma. In the middle of krishma, kabbalas amach shemaim, you're mafsik for kavod avrius. So the Rav once made a comment that that's learned that from the beginning of Vayera. That it says that Avraham Avinu has his galus Vayera Rav Hashem. The Rabban Shalom appears to Avraham Avinu. He's being mekabel pnei Hashchina, and then he sees that the three nachrim are passing by. Vayaretz lekrasim, he runs away from the Rabban Shalom. He wasn't in the middle of davening. If he would be in the middle of davening, you're not allowed to be mafsik unless it's a suffix sakana. You're not allowed to be mafsik afilo amelach shel b'shloimai. You're not allowed to be mafsik, even though kovet amelech is the highest kovet boss of Adam. You have kibbut aviyeim and kovet tamid hachachamim and kovet anasim and kovet kohen gadol and kovet anovi. But the kovet amelech is higher than kovet anovi, the highest level of kovet abrius you have. But even kovet amelech is you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's different. Unless it's a suffix hakana, then you're permitted to be mafsik and run away in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But if he's not holding the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he's schmoozing with the Shechina. He's having a conversation of Avraham Avinu with the Shechina. So the Gemara says, "Gedolah hachnasas sochem yosem ha'hagbolas b'nei Hashchina," because Avraham Avinu is sitting with the Shechina, then he wants to be mechabed what he thought was a bus of Adam, the Yochim. So he says, "That's learned that from this parsha, that halacha, that man was created b'tzelem elokim, and you have to. The whole yisoid of kavod abris is based on the assumption that everyone is created b'tzelem, even the nachrim." Yisrael are considered bottom law mokum. Here he's mafsik in the middle of the Kabbalah of Hashchina. He thought that they were Arabs. He thought that they were mishtachwa lafarag leim. Mm-hmm. That's why he offers, he thought they were of the Avodah Zarah. It's still an Indian of Kavod Abrius. It's such an Indian that it's even doiche the Kabbalah of Hashchina. The both concepts are true. But chasrei miyat me'alakim chavod v'hadot yatre, that man is givaldik, man is made b'tzelem alakim, is givaldik. And on the other hand, mo'anish kisizkirein ben adam kisizkirein is also achshiva. So sometimes you use this pasuk. It's a shneksuv mamakrishim zezer. So sometimes, if it's in the middle of tefillah, then you're not mafsik afilo melech shel b'shlom. But it's not the middle of tefillah, just in the middle of kabbalah b'nei Hashchina. So you learn from this parsha that halacha of the dibarta bo.